This is a Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Nazir, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key kolalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Moshe Dov Ber Ben Harav Ben Sion Rifkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi David Heber.
We find the Torah's discussion of Nazir in Parshas Nasai immediately following the Parsha of the Saita. The Gemara Saita tells us, Lama Nismucha Parshas Nazir le Parsha Saita. Why does the Parsha of Nazir immediately follow the Parsha of the Saita? Loimar lach shekol haraya Saita bekil kula. It's coming to teach us that whoever sees the Saita reach such a low level, Yazir asme min ayayin, they will go ahead and refrain from drinking wine by becoming a Nazir. That's why Masechta Nazir is in Seder Nashim. The obvious question is, why then doesn't it follow Masechta Saita, as is the order in the Torah? The answer is that a Nazir accepts upon himself Nazirus by making a neder. Hence, Masechta Nazir follows Masechta Nadarim. There are many similarities in Nazir to Nadarim. For example, besides the actual Kabbalah of saying Hareini Nazir, the acceptance of becoming a Nazir by saying a type of neder, we also find the concept of kinuyim, nicknames and translations, as well as Yadais, as well as partial statements, which make the Kabbalah, in Nazir, just as we found in Nadarim. Another similarity is Hatara. A person could nullify the Nazirus, just like they were able to nullify the Neder. We also have Hafara. Just like in Nadarim, the husband was able to revoke, to take away the Neder of the wife in particular cases. So too, if a woman is Makabal Nazirus, her husband could go ahead and revoke that Nazirus and make it null and void. Now what happens when a person becomes a Nazir? So the Gemara tells us that they're usur, they are forbidden to drink wine, to eat grapes or any derivatives of grapes. They cannot cut their hair, and they cannot be metamel lemeis. They cannot come in contact with a dead body. Now if a Nazir comes in contact with a mace, they have to go ahead and repeat their Nazirus over from the beginning again. In other words, the count goes back to zero and they begin again with day one following the completion of becoming Tahar. In other words, a person who becomes Tameh, a person who becomes Tameh Tmei Meis, has to go ahead and count 7 days and go through certain procedures in order to become Tahar. Another who become Tameh, who became Tameh, has to go ahead and shave all the hair off of their head. And they go ahead and they bring 3 karbanas. They bring shtei tairim, 2 types of birds, one for a chatas and one for an ola, as well as a keves, a lamb, for an asham. Now once a nazir completes his nazirus, he also has to shave all the hair off of his or her head, and they also have to bring particular karbanas. They have to bring an ola, a lamb which is brought as an ola. They bring a chatas, which would be a female lamb, and they bring a shlamim, which would be an ayil, a ram. Now, how long is Nazirus? So, the Gemara tells us that it's a minimum of 30 days. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yayim, that a person who just says, Hareini Nazir, we go ahead and we say that this Nazir is for 30 days because the Nazir did not specify a number of days. In fact, if a person goes ahead and accepts Nazirus for a longer period of time, then that's fine. So, for example, if a person says they want to be a Nazir for 100 days, they're a Nazir for 100 days. If a person says they want to be a Nazir for 10 years, they would be a Nazir for 10 years. A person could also say they want to be Makabal Nazirus for 100 sets. In other words, 100 sets of 30 days. And they would, every 30 days, they would begin a new Nazirus over again. So they would go through the first one, through the second one, through the third one, and every 30 days, they would start again a new Nazirus until they go through 100 as they were Makabal in their Neder. However, a person cannot be a Nazir for a shorter period of time. A person cannot say that I want to be a Nazir for 5 days or for 10 days. The minimum is 30 days. We also have a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is a Nazir forever. However, a Nazir Olam could go ahead and cut their hair every 30 days. We also have a Nazir Le'olam. That's one long Nazirus where they are unable to go ahead and cut their hair at all. The Gemara also discusses Nazir Shimshon. And, of course, Shimshon was a famous person. It's discussed in Tanakh. And Shimshon was a Nazir from the time of his birth throughout his entire life. And a Nazir Shimshon cannot cut their hair during their entire life. However, they could be metame to a mace. They could come in contact with a dead body. Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us that Nazir, the commentary that we see normally as Rashi, does not appear in Nazir, and this commentary is commonly called the Mefarish. In fact, in one of the kinas on Tisha B'Av, which is the kinah Chaf Beis, Hacharisha Mimeni Vadabera, which discusses the Torah in Avelis, we say, Mi Yifarek Havoyos Umi Yitaretz Shvarim. Who will go ahead and answer our questions? Mi Yafli Naziros Umi Yarech Nadarim. Who will go ahead and explain the Naziris and organize the Nadarim? One of the Mefarshim speak out that this is referring to the fact that we don't have Rashi on these two Masechtas. Miyafli Naziris, if we don't have Rashi on Naziris, who is then going to explain the halachas of Naziris? Umiyarach Nadarim, so too we don't have Rashi in Nadarim, and who will organize Nadarim for us? And this is one of the kinnis that we say on Tisha B'Av. Daf Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer Ahei, if a person says Ahei, that's considered a Yad for Naziris. The Gemara later tells us that speaking where a Nazir is walking by. Examples of Kinuye Naziris would be Nazik, Naziach, or Paziach. Tana Me'ahu Desala Kahu Mefarish Bereisha. Many times we find the Tana, what he left off discussing and categorizing two different categories, that's what the Tana will go ahead and continue with. For example, we say Friday night, Bama Madlikin Uva Me'ein Madlikin. And we go ahead and first describe Bama Ein Madlikin, what we are unable to go ahead and light Shabbos candles with. On the other hand, sometimes the Tana follows the order of the categories. For example, in Bava Basra we find Yesh Neuchlin U'manchilin, U'neuchlin V'loy Manchilin. And then the Mishnah goes to explain who is Neuchel and who is Manchil, which was the first category of the Mishnah. Hoyl V'asyon Midrasha Chavivin Le. Anytime Chazal go ahead and make a drasha, it's more chaviv to them, and hence many times they will discuss that halacha first. Gemara has a discussion whether or not Yadayim She'enim Rechichas have Yadayim or Loi have Yadayim. This means if a person does not clearly express the specific thing they're referring to in the Yad, whether or not that would become a Neder, and in our case, whether or not he would become a Nazir. There are different opinions in the Rishonim as to what the Shita of Shmuel is in this. In order for a person to be Mekabel Nazirus, they have to have Piva Libay Shavin. They have to go ahead and make a clear statement as to what they mean, and it does not suffice with a mental note, what they think in their mind. They have to speak it out b'haflah. It has to be clear. It's interesting to note that the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka puts Hilchos Nazirus in Sefer HaFlo'ah. Zek Heli Ve'anveyu, Esno L'fon of a Mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, it's not enough that they should just do the mitzvah and that's it. They should go ahead and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvah. Hence, they should have tzitzis na, they should have a nice pair of tzitzis, they should have lulav na, a nice lulav and esrog, sukkah na, a nice sukkah, sefer Torah na, and so on and so forth. This is learned out of the pasuk of Zekeli Ve'anveyu, which is found in the Shira in Parshas Beshalach. Blazar HaKaper holds that a Nazir who is Tamei is considered a Chote, is considered a sinner, but a Nazir who is not Tamei is not a Chote. Taisus explains that there is a minute amount of chait, a small nakuda of chait, even in a Nazir who is tar, but overall, he comes out ahead. The Rambam does say that a well-thought-out Nazirus is called a kadosh. If a person says, Hareini kazeh, and a Nazir is walking by, he's a Nazir. Similarly, if a person says, Hareini mechalkel, or Hareini misalsel, while he's holding his hair, he is also a Nazir. Harei alai l'shaleach pera, person who says such a statement is also a Nazir, because Shaleach refers to growth, the growth of his hair, and hence he's referring to becoming a Nazir. The Gemara discusses Matfis Inish B'midi D'Samachlai. Will the person go ahead and make one statement, and just because there's a Pasuk that's right next to that statement, whether or not he's referring to the other statement? The Gemara's case is, a person says, Harei Alai Tziparin, there's a Pasuk by Nebuchadnezzar that puts Tziparin in the same Pasuk as Sarais. So maybe the person, when he says Harei Alai Tziparin, is referring to this Pasuk by Nebuchadnezzar, which refers to Cyrus, and Cyrus obviously refers to a Nazir. Rab Meir says, Matfis Inish B'midi D'Samachlai, and the Rabbanon say, Loi Matfis Inish B'midi D'Samachlai. L'halacha, the Rambam in the Anach Hazaka says, if he just says Harei Alai Tziparin, nothing happens, because it's completely unclear as to what he means. Ha'aymer Yamin Hareza Shvua, Ha'aymer Small Hareza Shvua. The Bach says, nevertheless, in order for it to be a Shvua, he still needs the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shach, in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, argues and says that Yamin, even without the Shem Hashem, is a Shvua, because it's a Kinoi, and hence it's Kilu Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmai. Rabbanon say, if a person is makabel partial nazirus from zogim or chartzanim, it's considered a kabbalah. Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says he needs a complete kabbalah. If he does not have a complete kabbalah, it's not a kabbalas nazirus. Reb Shimon says the pasuk miyayin v'shecher is coming to teach us that even yayin shal mitzvah, such as kiddush and havdalah, are asur for a nazir to drink. It would seem from this Gemara that Kiddush and Havdalah ala Kais are Dairaisa. Rabbi Tam says ala Kais is only Midrabbanon. Shakas Aryeh and Simon Samoch discusses this at great length. Ayin Shom. Daf Dalad. Even though we were Mushbav Oimim by Har Sinai, we all stood by Har Sinai, and we were Makabal Kol HaTorah Kula, nevertheless, a Neder could be Chal on the Shvuas which we made at Har Sinai. Because a neder is chal on a shvua, a neder such as nazir. However, a shvua is not chal on a shvua. Ein shvua chal al shvua. Only yayin is asur in the Beis HaMikdash. Other intoxicating beverages are permissible. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says that a kohen cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash following drinking of any intoxicating beverages. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. However, he says, b'di'eved, his avodah is kosher. If he drank wine and he does the avodah is not kosher. However, by other intoxicating beverages, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, b'di'eved, it would be kosher. He's also only chayev malchus if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash in such an oifen. However, by yayin, he's actually chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Reb Shimon holds ein iser chal al iser. So hence, in avela b'yom kippur, it would not be chayev al yom kippur, because the avela was there before yom kippur. And hence, the Isser of Yom Kippur was not chal on this item. We have a discussion as to whether or not Isuri Nazir or Mitztarif Zeh Im Zeh. The Rabbanon hold they are. So for example, according to the Rabbanon, if a person goes ahead and has a half of kazayis of a zog, and then a half of kazayis of a charetzon, he has a half of kazayis of the skins, and half kazayis of the pits, he's still chayiv. Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says, you don't have to come on to that, because Reb Shimon holds that even a kol shehu, your chayev malchus. If a nazir goes ahead and eats a little bit, the most minute amount, he would still be chayev malchus. So hence, we don't have to come on to whether or not we're mitzdarif two halves, because according to Reb Shimon, he would be chayev malchus even if he has a little bit. This is the way the Meiri learns our Gemara. If a person says, Hareini keven manayach, he is then considered a nazir shimshon. If a person asers a loaf of bread like a karbon, then that loaf of bread becomes aser to eat. However, if a person asers a kikar like a chazer, like a pig, then it will not work because be'inan davar hanidar. You can only aser something based on something else which became aser because of some sort of neder. However, if it was created aser, such as a chazer, then in that case, a neder will not be chal based on that item. Mitzvah alav l'hakdishai. There's a mitzvah to announce that you're being makdish a b'chor. B'di'eved, it's still hakdish anyway. The Gemara tells us that Shimon HaTzadik only ate one Asham Nazir because he knew that this particular Nazir was L'Shem Shamayim. The Gemara tells us of a handsome person who was a Raya, who he was a shepherd for his father, and when he looked in his reflection in the water, he saw his beautiful hair locks, and he had the Yetzer Hara told him, go out into the world and do see what you can do with your beauty. And he went ahead and he was makabel nazirus, so that at the end of his nazirus he would have to shave off his hair. And hence, he knew when Shimon HaTzadik heard this story, he knew that this person was makabel nazirus l'shem shamayim, and he was nazir l'Hashem. And he said, "Kemoyzcha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. Halavai, there would be more nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael." The Marsha points out the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is stressed over here because he was a raya, he was a shepherd. The Gemara tells us for his father. Another Shimshon could be mitama lemeis, as we see that Shimshon went ahead and killed the enemies and went ahead and took their spoils. So hence you see that another Shimshon could go ahead and be mitama lemeis. Another is Aser begaises. However, the Rosh says that's only a gaises bidei shamayim, not a gaises bidei adam. That means to say if a person is ill and Rachmana l'tzlan, he's on his deathbed, the Aser for a Nazir to come in contact with him. However, if bidei adam, for example, a person was Rachmana l'tzlan shot, in such a case, it would be permissible for a Nazir to come in contact with. Another oilam can trim his hair. The question is how often. According to Rebbe, he can trim his hair every 12 months. According to Ibn Haroi, it could be every 30 days. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it could be me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. Daf hey. Mishnah tells us stam nazirus lamed yoim. In fact, this is one of the shortest Mishnayos in Shas. And many who go through a Beis HaKnesses that are supposed to learn Divrei Torah, in order so that they're not making a shortcut out of the Beis HaKnesses, they have to learn something. Many actually say this Mishnah of Stam Nazir Islam Yom is a complete Mishnah. And by doing that, they're Mekayim Liman HaTorah in the Beis HaKnesses, and in certain instances, it would not be considered a Kapandria, it would not be considered a shortcut. How do we know that Nazirus is Islam Yom? The Pasuk tells us Kadosh Yiyah, and Yiyah is Begamatria 30. So hence, Stam Nazirus Islam Yom. The Rosh speaks out, this is halach l'mesh misinai, and the pasuk is only in asmachta. In general, it's rare that we find the Gemara bringing a halacha from a gematria, and hence it's only in asmachta to teach us this halacha of 30 days. Bar Pada learns it from the fact that it says nazir 29 times in the parsha of nazir in parshas Nasai. There's a machlokes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada as to what does it mean stam nazir slabijoyim. Beginning of the Mara seems to indicate that according to Rav Masna, we say that the Nazirus itself is 30 days, and then the Karbonos are brought on the 31st day. However, according to Bar Pada, the Nazirus is actually 29 days, and the Karbonos are brought on the 30th day. Rav Masna agrees that if he went ahead and brought the Karbonos on the 30th day, but he it would be okay because of Mixas Hayayim Kekulai. Daf Vav. Mixayim Kekulei also allows the Nazirus to be Oyle Lakan Lakan, which means that if a person was Makabel two Nazirus, we could say that the 30th day will count as the last day of the first Nazirus, as well as the first day of the last Nazirus because of Mixayim Kekulei. The question of the Gemara, which is Machlaikis between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, is with the concept of Mixayim Kekulei, what happens if the Nazir goes ahead and brings his Karbonos on the 30th day? And then he goes ahead and he becomes Tomek. Will it be Saiser? Will it uproot his entire Nazirus and make him go back to day one or not? According to Rabbi Lazar, we say that the Nazirus ends with the Mixasim Kekulei, and if he becomes Tomek, it would not be Saiser. However, according to the Chachamim, Mixasim Kekulei is enough only to allow him to bring the Karbonos. However, if he becomes Tomek later in the day, it would be Saiser Sakol, it would uproot his entire Nazirus. And he would have to go back and start all over again. We find the concept of Mixas Hayim Kekulei in Hilchas Avelos, that an Ovel, who is an Ovel for 7 days, will complete his Avelos at the beginning of the seventh day, right in the morning, because of the concept of Mixas Hayim Kekulei. There's a Pesach Tshuva in Yaradeya that discusses whether or not we say Mixas Halayla Kekula, whether or not a person could possibly finish his Avelos by just performing some of the acts of Avelos at night, and that would suffice for the seventh day. Pasuk Vad Melois refers to filling up. Gemara's question is, what do we fill up? So we know there's a concept of Mole and Chaser, Sholem and Chaser, by months, so hence it refers to a month, and it refers to filling up the month to day 30. Daf Zayin. The Gemara discusses during the next few blot various ways of Kabbalas Nazirus and what exactly the person means. If a person is Makabal Nazirus for 1 hour, he's still a Nazir for 30 days. If he says Ad Saif HaOlam, he's also a Nazir for 30 days. Aye, he said Ad Saif HaOlam, which could mean far, far longer than 30 days. He means to describe his feelings. He means to say, to me, these 30 days feel like Ad Saif HaOlam. However, if he says, Harein Makabal Nazirus Mikad Lamakam Ployni, in other words, from here to a certain place, then, because he was Hichzik Baderach, that means he was going to take a trip, we assume that he wants to be Makamal Naziris for the length of his trip, because what he means to say is, Bishchus, these X number of days that it takes to travel this distance, I'm going to be Makamal Naziris, and that's Chus, I should have a safe trip. If a person says, Harini Nazir Ka'afar Ha'aretz, like the dust of the land, like the sand of the land, or other separable items, such as hair, and so on and so forth, in such a case, he would be a Nazir for a very long period of time because they're separable items. In fact, it would probably come out he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life, depending on how much hair he has. The Mishnah also continues and says, if a person says Harini Nazir plus an amount less than 30 days, in other words, let's say he says Harini Nazir v'yayim echad, he's makabal two Nazirus. Even if he says Harini Nazir u'mechza, it's also two Nazirus. It's not a 45 day Nazirus, but it's two Nazirus, because we look at Harini Nazir as being one Kabbalas Nazirus of 30 days. Umechza is another Kabbalas Nazirus of 15 days, and as we said before, even a Nazirus less than 30 days, we view as a complete Nazirus, and it's a Kabbalas Nazirus. Hence, it'll come out, he will end up keeping two sets of Nazirus. The person says, Harini Nazir Shloishim, Ve'echad Yaim. He goes ahead and he says, Harini Nazir Shloishim, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, Ve'echad Yaim. So, Rabbi Kiva holds that we darshan lishni yisera. In other words, what's this extra terminology that he's using? By adding it in such a terminology, he indicates that he wants to be a Nazir one time and again. And hence, a Nazir for 1 day, we said before, is going to be a Nazir for 30 days, so it will come out. Such a terminology will be two Naziris. Daf ches. Harini Nazir Malay Abayis. We go ahead and we say that he's a Nazir for the rest of his life because we say that it's ki'ilu himalei chardal, that his entire house is full of mustard seed. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. By a case of harini Nazir almanas shehei bekriza mei kur, if a person goes ahead and says that I'm a Nazir on the condition that in his pile there's 100 kur, and he goes ahead and he sees that the pile is missing, it was lost or it was stolen. So Rabbi Shimon says it's aser because safik Naziris lahachmir. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter because safik Naziris lahakol. We also find that Rabbi Shimon says adam machnis es atzmi l'davar shesveikai chamer mivade. The person will put himself in a doubtful situation even where the doubt is more chamer than the vade situation where we knew exactly what was happening. L'maskana, the Tanakama holds that if a person says harini nazir kisar or anything that he can't count, in other words, it's out of reach. So in that case, it's considered Naziris Chalukos, and he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. The exception is, if he says Atzaifa Olam, as we said before, there he wants to be a Nazir one time, and he's just describing how difficult it is. However, if he says Naziris Kaminyan Maisachama, in that case, he would have to keep 365 Naziris. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it doesn't matter whether it's countable or not, he will go ahead and have to keep one long Naziris unless he uses the terminology of communion. Rebbe holds, unless he says Naziris in his terminology, in that case it's going to be one long straight Naziris. If a person has become a one Naziris and then he says Vishuv and Vishuv again, in that case he'll be a Nazir three times. I haven't mean it would have been maybe four times, because when he says Vishuv he means to repeat what he said before, and what he said before was one, and then another one, which is two. So two times two is four. Nevertheless, we say Vishuv is going back on his original statement, which was a Kabbalah of one Naziris, so hence he will only be a Nazir three times. If a person is Makabal Naziris in Greek, for example, he says Puntagon, from the word Pentagon. In that case, he would be a Nazir five times. Taisus Vava Basra says, what's the Chiddush? Chara Naziris could be in any language. What's the difference? Taisus says that the Chiddush is that if he says in Greek, even if he doesn't understand what he's saying, nevertheless it's a Kabbalas Naziris, like Lashon HaKodesh. A house is metame bin a goyim with four corners, not with two or three or 5. The pasuk says kirois twice, so it refers to two sets of kirois which come out to four walls, hence it needs four corners and not more than that. Perek sheni, daf tes. We have a machloikas. If a person says harini nazir min agregor se min advela, according to Beis Shammai he's a nazir, according to Beis Hillel he's not a nazir. Gemara explains why. According to Beis Shammai, ein adam moitzi dvar v'latala, a person does not just say something for no reason. Hence, if a person said harini nazir, he's a nazir. However, according to Beis Hillel, bigmar dvar of adam nitfas, we go by what he said at the end. So what happens is when he says harini nazir, he wants to be mekabel nazirus, but then he wants to be shoyl on his nether of nazirus, and therefore he says min agregor se min advela, because he was chayzer from what he said. So hence, there is no Kabbalas Nazirus in such a case. Karban Mincha always came from Chitim, with the exception of the Karban Mincha Vesaita, which came from barley, as well as the Karban Omer, which also came from barley. Chizkiya says, if a person says that he wants to be Mekabal to bring a Mincha from Adoshim, from beans, that for sure is a worthless statement. There's no Karban, because a Karban Mincha is never brought from Adoshim. Taf Yud. If a person says that the cow said, Amr parazu harini nazir in my medis, I'll become a nazir if the cow gets up. So he thinks he can get the cow up, so he goes ahead and he makes the following statement. I want to become a nazir if the cow gets up by itself. In other words, what he means to say is, I know that I have the ability to get the cow up, and if I don't get the cow up, then I want to become a nazir. So we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds he will be a nazir because the ikar yisayit of his neder was he wants to become a nazir if he himself can't stand the cow up. Lamaisa he didn't, so hence he becomes a nazir. Shenkin, according to Beis Hillel, the ikar yisayit of what he said was that the animal is now lying down. The main thing is it has to get up, and Lamaisa it got up. So hence he is not a nazir because he accomplished really what he wanted regardless of who actually went ahead and picked up the animal. Rashi says that we find that the Torah, the terminology vayomer, even though the person only thought something. For example, vayomer Esav b'libay, that Esav said in his heart. Really, that means he thought it. Nevertheless, the Torah uses the terminology of vayomer. Daf yud aleph. If you pour someone a cup of wine and he says hareni nazir mimenu, he's a nazir. However, if let's say he's a little bit shikker and he says hareni nazir mimenu, then in that case he's not a nazir, because really all he meant to do was to say, listen, I don't want any more wine. So he extended his statement to say, I don't want any wine, because he was afraid that you're going to go ahead and bring him out. If you say, Harini Nazir Mimenu, I don't want this cup, you're going to go ahead and bring him another cup. So he just said, Harini Nazir, finish and leave me alone. But he really never meant to be Mekabal Nazirus. The person says, I'm a Nazir, except I could be Metamel Mesim, or I want to go ahead and drink wine. In that case, he's a full-fledged Nazir, because he's masna mashakasa batayra. In other words, his tnai went connected to what the Torah says. The Torah says, if you're a nazir, so then you become a nazir, and that's it. You can't go ahead and make tnaim connected what the Torah says. So if he says harini nazir chutz mishtias yayin, except for wine, so the harini nazir makes him into a nazir, and the shtias yayin is worthless because he's being masna mashakasa batayra. Classic example of this is by a Yerusha. If a person says, I want my second son to inherit double, not the first son. So he's being masna mashakasa batayra, because the Torah says that the Bechor gets pishnayim, the Bechor gets two parts. You want to go ahead and make a tanai keneged what the Torah says, that you cannot do. Of course, if a person wants to give another son a matana, that he has the ability to do, because he's not being masna mashakasa batayra. He's not going against what the Torah says. There's nothing wrong with giving a matana. However, if he says, I want the Yerusha, the double Yerusha, to go to a different son, the Torah says the halachas of Yerusha. You cannot go ahead and change that around.